biggest thing you learned, your experiences down there with Archie and Eli and Pete?
Yeah, it was a cool camp to go to. Being in college, you go in, there's about 20 D1 quarterbacks there, guys that you watch all the time on Saturdays, and kind of just get to hang out. And then there's Peyton, Eli, Archie, all those, all the Mannings are there. So I mean, it's fun just to kind of hang out and be around them. There is some coaching going on. I remember, I was coaching a screen drill or something like that, and Peyton came in and kind of just took over the drill and started coaching it up. And as you can tell that they love that and they've got a passion for it. So, it was just a fun time.
Were there any principles that stuck out from that you cling on to, or was there anything outstanding like that you learned?
It was just cool just to kind of hang out with everybody. There was a time where we went in and, people could ask some questions to Peyton and Eli about the next step, but a lot of it was just kind of about the draft process and stuff like that. There wasn't like a, something huge that I took away from it.
And with your own ambition and things like that, and you being in your second year in the league, how much have you thought about, working towards getting to that elite status with Manning and Brady and Rodgers, and what work will that entail for you to be able to get there?
I mean, that's why you play the game. You want to be, you play the game because you want to be the best. You want to win games. You want to win Super Bowls. And so, if not, then, you got to have the passion to play this game. And so, for me, I got to be more consistent playing out there. I've got to, just play my game, do what I'm capable of doing. And I feel like I can get there. I'm going to put in the work. I'm going to put in the time. So, hopefully I'll get to that point.
I guess he's a great example of putting in the work, putting in the time. Nobody grinds harder than this guy. I guess he's a psycho as far as that concerned, leaves no stone unturned. Is that what separates him, his preparedness, do you think, for the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think everybody says he's a coach out on the field. And so, I'm sure he's putting in a lot of hours to figure out what's going on, to how he's going to attack defenses and things like that. And that's what it takes to play quarterback.
If you could wave a magic wand right now, what would you do to make yourself better and this offense better?
We just got to be more consistent. That's the biggest thing. We've got to play full games. We haven't done that yet. And so, if we do that, good things will happen.
What is the difference, or make Why have we not seen the offense that we saw in Washington since then?
I mean, it's not like there's one thing that's happened that's completely different. But I think it just comes down to consistency and playing with the edge, playing with the fire, playing all four quarters. And we've got to do that. I think having the bye week and having a little time off to sit back and look at things, and I think it was good for us. So, and we've got to put our best foot forward now. I mean, there's 9 weeks left, and we got to do whatever we can to win these games.
Peyton Manning's offense doesn't have any gadgets or gimmicks or anything. He's done the same thing for 15 years in Indianapolis and now in Denver. He's got certain things he does, and whatever the defense does, he has an answer for what the defense is showing him. I mean, isn't that basically what it takes? I mean, you just have to find holes somewhere and take advantage.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of what they do and what he's done for a long time. If they're not in a good play, he's getting them into a good play, and a play that should work against what the defense is doing. And it's obviously worked for him for a long time.
What do you think the trademark of Denver's defense is? Because they seem very disruptive, yet some people have had some success and been able to hit some plays on.
Yeah, they're a speed defense. They've got with Vaughn and Dumervil on the edges rushing the passer. I mean, their whole thing is speed. So, you've got to find ways to slow those guys down. And there are some holes in there once you get it all picked up. It's just executing at that point. Yeah, they do a good job, and I mean, obviously they're doing good things. They, you know, see what they did to the Saints offense. And, you know, Saints offense has been one of the best offenses in the league for a while. So, you know, we got to come out and play. That's what it comes down to.
How does their pass rush compare to what you've seen? I mean, they got, you know, they got Von Miller, Doomerville, Wolf inside from UC. They got a pretty good little package there in their pass rush.
Yeah, they do, and you know, they make you move around. They don't let you stand in one spot in the pocket. So it's going to be big for us. I mean, big for me to move around and you know, hit our guys. You know, if you find the lanes in there, I mean, there are spots in there to sit, but you know, they do a good job of making you move around. Yeah, I mean, you can't turn the ball over. I've known that. You know, there's been some kind of fluky things that have happened, but you know, I can't turn the ball over. That's what it comes down to. If you win the turnover battle, you win more games than you lose. So, you know, for me, I know that. I've definitely taken a look at that, and I'm gonna do a better job of it. I mean, sometimes it's you know, taking a chance, or you know, maybe it comes down to the mechanics a little bit. But then there has been some crazy things that have happened.
Bye week, when you guys self-scouted, how different will it look? Will it just be emphasizing things that work for you and different formation looks and all that sort of thing? Is that what you're into at this point of the season?
What are you saying?
I'm saying, we're not going to see a whole new, offense. You know, basically take things that have worked and maybe give defenses different looks to run it, kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're, you know, having a bye week. It's not like you're putting in a whole new offense or anything like that. It's you know, finding plays that we like, finding plays that have worked for us, and you know, calling them.
Are you personally playing with as much confidence this year as you did last year?
Yeah, I have full confidence in my ability. I have full confidence in this offense and this team. I feel like we, you know, knowledge of the offense, we're you know, a step ahead of where we were last year. And so we should be playing better. And you know, I think having this time to relax a little bit, I think it's going to be a good thing for us. Yeah, I mean, you see the true character of a man if, you know, when things aren't going well. And, you know, at the quarterback position, he's leading the guys out there. You know, for me, it's, you know, got to find ways to get the guys to rally around me and, you know, lead these guys. I mean, it is tougher when things aren't going well, that's for sure. But, you know, your true character comes out. Yeah, we expect Champ to follow AJ, and it is going to be a good matchup. But you know, I'll take AJ versus any of those guys. If he's got the talent to do it, he's one of the best receivers in the NFL.
Are they still clouding, you know, rolling a safety tilt coverage with Champ, or do they feel like he's an eraser and then they'll balance coverage up?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of depends on you know, what they're doing. You know, there are times where he's one on one, and so it kind of depends, you know, the situation. I mean, you know, some of it was, you know, just some of the designs of the plays. And another, you know, I probably could have, you know, thrown the ball to him a couple of times. So, it's just kind of how it was. Yeah, I mean, it's knowing when to hold on to a little bit longer. You know, maybe be third and a little bit longer, where you have to hold on to a little bit longer to try to get the first down and things like that. I'm still gonna play my game. I'm still gonna get the ball out of my hands quick. It's just knowing when you can hold on to a little bit more. And there are times where I could have done that. And I think it's good to just go back and watch those times to know that let things develop a little bit more.
Are you amazed as a fellow quarterback how long Ben does hold on to the ball? I mean, it's crazy how long that guy will hold on to the ball sometimes.
Yeah, he does a really good job. And he's holding on to it even when guys aren't blocked and he's moving around and things like that. And his receivers do a great job of getting open. It seems like they're running the route, and half the time they're not catching the route that they were supposed to run. They're moving around. So, he's one of the best at it.
Practice chaos, do you think? I mean, they seem to be on the same page so much on that extension of the play. Than his receivers. They work on that, obviously.
Yeah, they must. I mean, it's hard to tell. But, it's happening in games.